Bonjour, je m'appelle Wynn.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Thomas.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Matteo.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Carlos. And we are going to talk about Le Palais de Versailles. The Palace of Versailles is the former residence of the kings of France in the 15th and 16th centuries. The palace's magnificent Baroque and classical art and architecture highlight the luxury in which the French monarchy lived. An example is the famous Hall of Mirrors, where many historical events occurred, a notable event being the 1919 Treaty of Versailles. The palace has over 2,000 windows, over 1,000 chimneys, and 67 staircases. The palace contains 2,300 rooms, each one showcasing French architecture of that time. Join us in learning more about this spectacular French landmark.
Louis XIII visited Versailles for a hunting trip in 1607. He discovered a forest and meadows with a lot of animals and hunting game. In 1623, King Louis built a small hunting lodge where he could stay the night. And because he loved it so much, he decided to rebuild it in 1631. And that became the palace we know today. The Palace of Versailles is also famous for its gardens. When the gardens were made, they were considered just as important as the palace. And the gardens are full of statues and fountains made by Charles Le Brun.
After the fall of the French monarchy in 1789, the Palace of Versailles was stormed and looted by protesters. Many valuable pieces of art, jewelry, clothing, tapestry, and furniture were stolen from the palace. After the French Revolution, the palace remained largely abandoned and unused until the rise of Napoleon Bonaparte, who made extensive renovations to the palace and restored it to its former glory, temporarily using it as his private residence. After the Napoleon era, many of the valuable pieces of art, which had previously been stolen, were returned to the palace. By the order of King Louis-Philippe in 1837, the palace was converted into the National Museum of History, becoming one of the first national museums to open in the world, and being dedicated to representing all the glories of France. At the beginning of the 20th century, a famous historical event happened at the palace known as the Treaty of Versailles. This treaty, signed in 1919 in the palace, led to the surrender of German forces and brought the official ending to World War I.
Today, the Palace of Versailles still stands strong as a structure and as a historical masterpiece. It now resides as an interesting place for tourists to the area to visit. The palace amasses over 10 million tourists a year and is well maintained and still withholds a feeling of wonder for those who explore it. In conclusion, the Palace of Versailles was the palace for French royalty and is a wonderful place to visit. Built in the 17th century, the palace has amazing history and has a great display of classic art and architecture, both inside and outside. Its many rooms, windows, chimneys, and staircases all display the beautiful French art and architecture used at the time.
Et voilà!
We hope you enjoyed learning about the Palace of Versailles. See you next time.